From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursolo. Here's a look at the top trending stories for this weekend at NJ1015.com. Investigators in Minneapolis say the shooter who killed two Catholic school students and wounded 18 other people inside a church was obsessed with the idea of killing defenseless children. Police say the shooter, identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman, idolized mass killers and wanted to terrorize innocent children. The police chief in Minneapolis says Westman fired 116 rifle rounds through stained glass windows Wednesday morning. The children were celebrating mass during the first week of classes at the Annunciation Catholic School. Acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson says videos and writings the shooter left behind show Westman expressed hatred towards almost every group imaginable. New Jersey has its first confirmed human cases of West Nile virus this year.
It is peak West Nile virus season as an Atlantic County child with symptoms tested positive, followed by a Middlesex County adult and a Sussex County blood donor. Four suspect cases are also under investigation. In a typical year, New Jersey sees 14 human cases of West Nile. Last year, there were 41, including 8 deaths. Health officials say the virus level in mosquitoes is high, so keep taking precautions against bites. 1 in 5 persons will develop mild to moderate symptoms, which may be confused with COVID or other common viral illness. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A boating accident off Long Beach Island has left one man dead, another injured. Officials say it happened Sunday in Barnegat Bay. The 27-foot-long boat reportedly struck a large wake that ejected. The two people on board sent the boat into a circling tailspin with the throttle still engaged. The boat then struck one of the men who was ejected, Dr. Carl Chen of Princeton, killing him. The other ejected victim suffered minor injuries. Turmoil has erupted at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention after President Trump fired his hand-picked director, Susan Menares. In response to her firing, 3 CDC officials resigned from senior roles at the agency. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defends the decision to cut ties with Menares.
It was President Trump who was overwhelmingly reelected on November 5th. This woman has never received a vote in her life, and the president has the authority to fire those who are not aligned with his mission.
Menares' lawyers say she got fired because she refused to rubber stamp unscientific, reckless directives and fire dedicated health experts. The move has triggered bipartisan alarm, with 2 Republican senators calling for congressional oversight and some Democrats pushing for the termination of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who clashed with Menares. Patterson police say a woman beat her boyfriend's preschool daughter to death. Then he tried to help her get away with it. 4-year-old girl was found unresponsive May 6th inside the apartment of Ashante Givens. The girl died of blunt force trauma. Givens and her boyfriend, Givenchy Stewart, had already been charged with endangerment for leaving the girl alone. They now say Givens beat the girl to death. Both 21-year-olds lied to police. New Jersey Republican voters are embracing Donald Trump's MAGA movement, according to a new Rutgers-Eagleton poll.
53% of this group strongly support and another 32% somewhat support MAGA, with just 1% somewhat opposing and 2% strongly opposing it. 12% neither support nor oppose it.
Poll director Ashley Koenig says it's no surprise Democrats feel exactly the opposite, with 80% saying they strongly oppose MAGA. Independents, however, are more divided about the movement. Poll finding 45% oppose it, 27% support it at some level. A child trapped inside a burning home in Asbury Park was rescued after jumping out a second-floor window into the arms of police officers. The fire broke out at a home on Prospect Avenue. When officers arrived, the second floor of the house was engulfed in flames. They got there just in time to catch the 8-year-old boy, who was not injured, according to the NJPBA. The fire remains under investigation. No charges will be filed against the 69-year-old woman whose Jeep plowed into a Planet Fitness gym in Elizabeth. Police say a 72-year-old man was killed. Another person exercising inside was injured. That victim and the driver were taken to a hospital but released. Planet Fitness has been closed since the accident. The Batman is apologizing after his arrest on the Atlantic City boardwalk.
Curtis Boardley, known locally as the Atlantic City Batman, says he's sorry. The 34-year-old Boardley was arrested on Sunday, August 17th. Boardley said he fell off his bike and onto his back. While he was on the ground, a man with mental health issues spat in his mouth. In an Instagram video, Boardley said he lost it and pepper sprayed the man. Batman now apologizes for pepper spraying him. Boardley's charged with aggravated assault and weapons offenses. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey officials are cautioning transit riders of possible exposure to measles after an infected rider rode the rails. The state health department says a Hudson County resident with a confirmed case of measles rode the PATH train and light rail between August 13th and 15th. Officials are urging riders to make sure they have received their measles, mumps, and rubella shots and to watch for measles symptoms, which can appear as late as September 11th. A person with the measles took the Hudson Bergen light rail using the 8th Street station, also rode the PATH Newark World Trade Center line and spent time at the Exchange Play Station in Jersey City. As Morris County deals with this summer's stunning case of a mom accused of murder, comes new information on a case that rocked Somerset County.
In November 2021, a passerby found a Toyota Corolla off a road in Hillsboro. A 7-year-old girl and her younger brother were both unresponsive, bound and restrained in their seats as their mom, Yuwei Cho, was zip-tied to the steering wheel. She had faced 2 charges of murder. Law enforcement recently confirmed to New Jersey 101.5 News that Cho was found not guilty by reason of insanity in December 2022. She's been held since in inpatient hospitalization. The court regularly monitors her treatment plan. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Watch out for scammers targeting electric utility customers in New Jersey. According to the State Board of Public Utilities, these bad actors are offering to quote-unquote help customers obtain a $100 credit that is automatically applied to accounts. The callers offer assistance in signing up for the credit, asking for personal and financial information. Utility officials say the scam is likely an attempt to steal money by asking for banking info. Earlier this month, the board approved the $100 credit beginning in September, but that no reps are contacting customers to enroll them in a program. A Jersey Shore cop is charged with official misconduct and invasion of privacy.
According to the Atlanta County prosecutor, Ventnor City Police Officer Ryan Bonanni took video recordings of a woman in a jail holding cell while she was undressing and engaging in a sex act. Bonanni is accused of then sending those videos to other people on Snapchat. The 24-year-old officer was charged on Monday. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Well, it looks like New Jersey has some work to do if it wants to be considered a fun state.
In a report from WalletHub that compares all 50 states across 26 key indicators of a jolly good time that won't break the bank, New Jersey ranks as the 36th most fun state. The report looks at such things as the variety of arts, entertainment, and recreation establishments, as well as the number of restaurants, golf courses, and fitness centers per capita. And while New Jersey has a lot of cool things to do for such a small state, the cost to do those things doesn't come cheap. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or nj1015.com and click on demand.